3:52, and a question today, an important question being posed. What is going on with Iran? Tehran test-fired a surface-to-surface cruise missile today in a drill its Navy chief says proved Iran is in complete control of the strategic Strait of Hormuz, where a lot of the world's oil supply goes through.
Joining us now to talk about it, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. J.J., why did Iran think it was necessary to carry out 10 days of naval maneuvers near the strait?
It's a part of their attempt to beat their chest, to pound their chest, to show the region, and in this case, the world, that they run the region. And a part of that provocation, too, came from the fact that the U.S. Sold some F-16s or F-15s to the Saudis. And there was, just on Christmas night, a $3 billion deal, a weapons system deal with the United Arab Emirates. And this is all a part of the U.S.'s plan to put in place some significant defenses against Iran. So a part of the reason this was already planned by Iran, supposedly, but a part of the reason why they're continuing to go through this, and there may be some more to this, is because of these latest provocations as well.
It hasn't been that long since the test firing, but what do we know so far about this latest missile?
Well, it goes a lot further than some of the previous missiles that they've fired off or tested. And what it does is it shows that if they're able to load up some kind of nuclear weapon onto it, that it can reach a number of strategic U.S. military points in the region. And speaking of that, just yesterday, they also tested their first uranium-based nuclear fuel rod, which is another piece of this puzzle that they're all doing at once, hoping to show, as again, to beat their chest in the region and to show that they're on their game.
Iran makes no secret of not liking Israel, J.J., and basically wants to wipe it out of the region. Clearly, the Israelis must be concerned about this.
Yeah, the defense minister made some comments earlier today, in fact, in an open forum about the need to get very serious about what Iran is doing and the fact that Iran has proxies, too, that can help it. Even if their missiles don't do what they need to do from Iran, there are proxies next door. Ehud Barak talked about some of those issues earlier today and has been over the weekend, that Iran, it really is, Israel cannot afford any longer to basically tolerate what Iran is up to. And so they're going to have to get very serious very quickly.
WTOP national security correspondent J.J. Green, I'm sure we'll be hearing from you a lot more about this in the coming days.
Yep.